I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Unrest continues this week in Hong Kong. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA explains.
The protesters have hit again, apparently on the legislature of Hong Kong. Hundreds of thousands of people marching in the streets. Very big show of, we don't want to be under Chinese law. We don't want to be subject to the things that people in China are subject to under the Communist Party.
Protests began a few weeks ago over a new law. It threatened to transfer criminal cases to China instead of prosecuting them in Hong Kong. Now, the law was withdrawn, but as one protester told BBC News, the movement has gone beyond that now. It's about Hong Kong's autonomy. So pray for Hong Kong-based ministries that focus on China and pray that their work can continue. And the United States is just 2 days away from celebrating its Independence Day. But for some, their own Independence Day was celebrated just a few weeks ago. Slaves in Texas didn't find out they were free until June 19, 1865. Today, this date is remembered and celebrated as Juneteenth. Juneteenth also tugs at an important conversation for the church as it moves towards unity. Shalia Grady with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship explains.
It's important for the church to have conversations around this because it's a part of our history as a church, but it's also just the history of the people that are in the church. If the church opens the door for this types of conversation, in a way, it's like an act of repentance so that we don't repeat our mistakes.
Listen in on this conversation and find ways to respond like Christ at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If God stirs your heart for what I shared today, or things like the persecuted church, Bible translation, or Muslim ministry, we'd love to hear from you. We're starting a Facebook group this month to dive deeper into these issues and more. Not sure how to join? Well, we've got instructions at our website. Just click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.